Hi, and welcome to the Urban Homesteader Podcast, where I'm your host, Samantha McClure. On this podcast, I will share my family's adventures on our one-acre homestead in the middle of small-town USA, from homeschooling and cooking to animals and everything in between. On today's episode of the Urban Homesteader Podcast, I wanted to take a few minutes and reintroduce myself for those who are just finding me. My name is Samantha McClure. I am 32 years old, and I have a one-acre homestead in the middle of Edgefield, South Carolina. I have two kids. Abigail is 8, Luke is 5, and I have been married for 12 years to my husband, Randy, and we'll be celebrating our anniversary this Saturday. I'm really excited. It's been great. So a little bit about me. I am the second oldest of 5 kids. My family moved to Arkansas when I was 8 years old, and that's where my husband and I met at the age of 13. Of course, you know, we waited until we were older to get married, but we've known each other for a really long time. I was very big into 4-H and did lots of volunteer projects. I know when you think of 4-H, you think animals and whatnot. I think the only 4-H animal project I did was chickens, and I loved every bit of it. But in the 4-H, my family leaned more on home economics and volunteer work. I did take a few years where I participated in an agricultural club where we grew pumpkins and watermelons, and we competed at the state level on who had the biggest. That was great. Love doing that. My husband participated in the 4-H as well. He was on the animal side. And to be completely honest, the only reason I went to the cattle barns was because I had a massive crush on him, and that was the only way I would get to see him. So yes, I fell in love with my homestead man in a 4-H cattle barn, and I still love him. I served 8 years in the Army as a all-wheel vehicle mechanic. It never was something that I thought I would do. I'm not really mechanically inclined. At least I didn't think I was, but this job came really easily to me, and I truly enjoyed it. I spent my time training other soldiers on how to properly maintain their vehicles and any other engined items that came to us in the motor pool. Because once you join, you're not just limited regardless of what your job title is. You pick up a lot of things. I opted to get out of the military, and while my husband stayed in, so that I could stay home with our children. We were up for deployment just about the time my daughter was born. And being dual military, we were supposed to both go over there. Fortunately, I was able to stay home, and my husband left, but the leading up to it, trying to find caregivers for the child, for our daughter, and getting everything ready so that I could go over as well, was quite the hassle and a lot of work. So it was decided between my husband and I that I would stay home and raise our children. That way, should something happen to him, at least our children wouldn't be orphans. I am a stay-at-home mom. I homeschool my children. I do have a couple of passion projects that I work on in my community. As I told you earlier, I was heavy in volunteer work, and even as an adult, I still do quite a bit of that. It's something I enjoy. I love the community aspect of it. Sorry, I've got a sinus cold, y'all. I'm getting better, though. So one of my passion projects, I've done it for 3 years. I've helped with others for the last 10 years, well, at least since we moved to South Carolina, and that's with markets. I worked with the Ridge Spring Farmers Market for a couple of years, helped get that going, both as, help and as a vendor. I love vending at the farmers market. It's a lot of fun. I haven't had much opportunity this year just with all the crazy that's going on. But when we moved to Edgefield, I tried to get involved with the market and be a vendor, and it just wasn't profitable for us. And when I asked about helping to get it going and get it off the ground, it was given to me and said, good luck, you got this. So 3 years ago, I started as the coordinator for the Edgefield market. And we started with 3 to 5 vendors every week. Not very much foot traffic, wasn't doing a whole lot. And over the course of 3 years, through a little trial and error, I, with some volunteer help, grew the market to where we are currently sitting at 62 vendors for our September market, which is now once a month versus every week. We've discovered that that works for our community. It was a little daunting to get there, but hey, we did it, and it's exciting. It's one day a month that we absolutely love, and it's so much fun. Another passion project I have is my vegetable co-op that my friend Jennifer and I run. I started this about a year ago after driving to one of the big cities around us to collect vegetables from a co-op that I was participating in. I just thought it seemed like a really long drive for only a couple of vegetables. So I thought, I wonder if anyone in my community would be interested. So I gauged some interest in our community Facebook group. Lots of people seemed interested. And we started 14 families. Jennifer and I collect everybody's shares. And then on co-op day, her and I will drive up to the State Farmers Market about an hour and a half from home, with a list of things that everyone said they would hope to see in their baskets. We can't guarantee anything, you know. It's seasonal, and we try to buy local and all of that. But we go to the State Farmers Market with this list of vegetables, and we try to get as many as we can. And then we come home, and we sort everything into all these baskets, and then the people that paid in come and pick it up. So you get about a bushel of vegetables for $20, which worked out to be really, really great. I know I've eaten really well since then. My kids love helping with it, and it's helped out a lot of our families around here, especially those that have been having, you know, financially strapped, what with COVID and whatnot. So that's a little bit about who I am. My favorite color is yellow. Anybody that comes to my house will see that because to my husband's great dismay, I painted my front doors bright, vibrant yellow. You can't miss them. They're so cheerful. You open the door in the summer and the yellow is so bright, it just glows. The whole room glows. It makes me happy. That's a little bit about me. And here in a minute, I'll take a short break while I go check my kids' reading. And I will tell you a little bit about my homestead and why I chose to do so. Be right back. So why did I choose to homestead, especially in town? So when my husband and I were buying our first house back in 2015, there were some set guidelines that we had to follow according to our loan. One, the property had to be in our price range, needed to be in the area, and it had to be move-in ready. Well, with our price range and affordability, the options were limited. Move-in ready, the options were even more limited. And there wasn't a whole lot for sale in our area. But we were out looking for houses one day with our realtor, and she said, you know, we ran into Ben. I didn't know the guy, but he's actually my neighbor and one of my husband's best friends. Ran into him at one of the houses that the realtor was having done. The man's a great, what's the word for that right now? Y'all, my brain just went fried. Wood worker. He works on wood. Carpenter. He's a carpenter. In fact, he built my countertops here in my house, and I've got a couple of cutting boards and various other things around that my neighbor has built over the years. But, he had mentioned to our realtor, hey, y'all should go check out the house across from mine. It's being renovated right now. It should be ready by then. Y'all should go check it out. So here it is. 2015 was the year of the flood. And so everything was really wet. It was constantly raining. It was gross and soggy. But we drove over, dodging mud puddles, to go look at this house. And it was a mess, as you can imagine, any new renovation is. There was no floor in the kitchen, so, you know, you look straight down at the ground. You had to walk kind of a funny little loop to get around. You couldn't get up the stairs. The staircase was gone. It was an absolute disaster. But we went in and we looked, and I got a feel for it. I saw the property. It was a nice-sized property. Something about the house just felt very welcoming when I went in. It was very, I don't know, it just called to me. So I called my husband. I said, hey, we need to go look at this house. I know it's a mess right now and they're working on it, but we need to go look at this house. So I bring my husband over to look at the house, and the realtor starts talking to the guy that owns it and is working on it because the man's flipping it, and says, hey, what kind of deal can we work out? They seem very interested in this. And right then and there, we made a deal for our price range, in our price range, and it worked. It was really exciting. I got, you know, I went ahead and said, all right, we shook hands. We said, this is it. We're going to do this house. And I went home and I started making phone calls to get the inspection and everything else figured out. I called the bank. I said, hey, this is the house we're looking at. This is the price they're giving it to us. And we got it settled. So we didn't have much option. We didn't have many choices, but I actually really like where I live. Y'all excuse my phone. I thought I had it on silent. I don't. Anyway, really like where we live. The town is great. We have the most fantastic neighbors all around us. So there are like literally 1, 2, 5 houses on my street. 5. That's it. And every neighbor is spectacular. I love every one of them. We all get along swimmingly. We get together and we do things. We share with each other. They love listening to the roosters. It just makes them feel very out of town, I guess is a good term to put it. It's relaxing. And then you add the deer and the fact that even though we're smack dab, like literally right in the middle of town, it's quiet. You don't hear a lot of cars. Not a lot of crazy. We do put up with fire sirens pretty regularly, but that's because we have a volunteer fire department that, you know, needs to be called out. So fire sirens I can live with. It happens. But we get to see the deer and the fox and the possums, and it's fun. Excuse me, y'all. So that's how we got our homestead. It's only 1 acre. It's not much. But it's amazing what you can do with an acre. I remember growing up in Nevada, and we would spend a lot of time at my grandfather's place. Where we lived in Nevada, it was kind of the mountainous desert. It wasn't like just sand and whatnot. There was sagebrush and mountains and some trees. My grandpa had an acre that they aggressively farmed. And it's amazing how much they were able to cram on this property. They had a goat pen, and they had their horses, and they had their chickens and ducks and geese, and they had a little pond, and they had their orchard and their garden, really nice size garden, big front lawn to play in, rose bushes, big shop, couple of outbuildings for tack and whatnot. And I've always kind of wanted to model my home after my grandpa's. It's inviting, and it's usable. He works so hard on it, and it's one of my favorite places. It always smells like basil in my grandma's house, which I would love for my house to smell like. I don't know if you've ever smelled cinnamon basil, but it makes me really happy. It's very nostalgic for me, so I always plant cinnamon basil just so I can go out in the garden and brush it, and it just makes the whole yard smell good. Yum. So, you know, 1 acre, there's not a whole lot you can do. But there's a lot that you can, you know, definitely incorporate. On our homestead, I have my garden. The soil kind of sucks down here, so we built a raised bed garden. I have 12 beds of various sizes, and my husband doesn't know it yet, but he's going to be building me some more because 12 just isn't quite enough for me. I recently got my greenhouse. It was given to me by a friend who had it on her property when they bought their home, and she had no use for it. No interest, no use, nothing. So she's like, here, come get it. You can have it. So we went over there with a trailer. My husband and neighbor literally picked it up, plopped it right on the trailer, and drove it home. It's awesome, y'all. I'm so excited about my greenhouse. I also do a couple of high tunnels or low tunnels over my garden beds. I found when we moved on this property, I guess they're concrete reinforcers. They look like these long, thin wire ladders. Didn't know what they were for. But hey, you bend them over a garden bed and you put some plastic over it. Cheap, low tunnels, and a great way to protect your vegetables in the frost. Awesomeness. I was very excited about that. Let's see, why else do I homestead? I love homesteading. I never really thought too much of it growing up, just because I always had animals and my mom tried to force us to eat healthy. Despite every kid, you know, wanting the junk food. I get it. I'm a mom now. I totally understand where she's coming from. But the food's better. There's nothing quite like pulling that tomato right off the vine and going in and making a homemade tomato sauce to go over pasta. Or the fresh herbs that you coat your chicken in when you stick it in the oven. It's delicious. And it's so much better for you. Because as a vegetable ages, like the vegetables you buy at the grocery store, as they age, you know, they start to lose their nutritional value. Whereas you can't get much fresher than your own backyard, straight off the vine. I've never been really lucky with corn. It's kind of sad. So I'll just get that from my mother-in-law, where she does a good job with that. Let's see, what else? We have chickens and ducks. I tried quail. It didn't work, disappointingly so. I may try again later. Right now, I'm just trying to do my best with what I have. We did add rabbits. I finally convinced my husband to let me get rabbits. It was a work in progress for quite a while. He didn't want to do it, but I think with all the crazy going on in the world, I think having food security kind of turned him my direction. So we now have a trio of breeders that I'm very excited about.